Hi friends, Elle here. We are diligently preparing for season 5, but in the meantime, we thought we would bring you a timely bonus episode. What we have for you today is the audio from our halftime show from the Masquerade at Anime Milwaukee, where we did part of our all-ages comedy show, including introducing someone very special from Anime Milwaukee's past. If you want to see us back at Anime Milwaukee, please request us on the feedback form. No gig is ever guaranteed. The only way we will return is if you let Anime Milwaukee know that you want to see us in 2025. We hope you enjoy the show, and we will be back soon.
We are also known as Lobby Cosplay. Yes. We are in our 25th year of cosplay. Yes. We're old.
As Wigwig mentioned earlier, we were the 2022 representatives of the United States in the International Cosplay League, so we also have been crafting for a long time.
Yes. We do not have to go to children's programming.
No.
We are also podcasters.
Yes.
So we have a podcast called Shenanigans Cosplayers Say. It is a cosplay comedy podcast about our neurodivergent adventures in cosplay and con-going. So we're gonna play a little game with you all.
Yes. I need you guys to give us some of that woo, though, that you gave the contestants earlier when BB asked really nicely. There we go. Yes.
I have the power.
Oh, no.
Yes. So some of you may know our 18-plus live show. Yeah. We can't say it. It's PG. But we do an 18-plus comedy show.
There are children in the audience.
There are children present. There are people younger than Anime Milwaukee that need to be at children's programming that are present in this room.
No, they are clearly welcome here. This is an all ages show.
Well, that's why I can't say the name of our 18 plus.
Yes.
That is also why we're doing the all ages version for you all for intermission tonight. So those of you that are familiar with our chaos, you know what's coming. The rest of you, just wait. All right, so before we get rolling, there are two things you need to remember tonight.
Yes.
If it can go wrong, it will go wrong.
Oh, I'm so proud of you guys.
I can hear the people have been to our show before. Say it with me now. If it can go wrong, it will go wrong. And just because doesn't mean you should. No, sometimes you shouldn't.
Sometimes you should not try. It depends on what it is.
Something very important to know is everything that we are going to talk about is real. It has been found in the depths of the internet, from our own experiences sent to us by friends, followers, podcast listeners,
visitors.
We did not make this up.
Nope.
You're gonna see why we're telling you this in a moment. We would like to introduce to you today's categories. Cat astrophes. Cat guests!
Cat guests.
Cat guests!
This is a great plan.
Natural selection.
Oh, my personal favorite.
Can't buy me love.
This crowd is too young for that.
They are too young for that. I'm gonna do it anyway.
It's called classical at this point.
If it can go wrong, it will go wrong. It will go wrong, right? Yes. And dad jokes. We have a game board.
Oh.
Weird. So, work is we know what's on here, but we're not going to pick the order you all are. So you're going to pick what we click on, and based on that, that's what we do next. Let's do a test one. Let's try if it can go wrong for 200. Yeah! Do you recognize this? You guys know what this is? Yeah! That's Stepladder Coon! That's Ladder Coon! Aw, Ladder Coon! Aw.
I feel like something's missing.
Well, we should tell them what this is.
Yes.
Yeah, so Once Upon a Time, not so long ago, at an Anime Milwaukee masquerade, things got a little wild, and intermission went really, really long. And these poor MCs, they just didn't, it wasn't us. They didn't know what to do with themselves, and somehow, in the process, a ladder ended up on stage. In the process, somehow, the ladder ended up being given the Best in Show trophy. Thus, Ladder-kun was born. But you're right, I feel like something's missing.
Yeah. Is Ladder-kun related to Chair?
Something's not, they might be related to Chair. Distant Chair? Chair! Yes, Chair.
Yeah.
Chair. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I feel like. Give me a second.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Talk amongst ourselves. Yeah. So yeah, Best in Show winner. What? 2019? Is that right? 2016. All right. 2016. So it's been a while, but yeah, Best in Show. It's not right.
It's missing something.
Missing something. Oh, yeah, where's its trophy? Well, no. You didn't, that was 2016, so unless you competed then, you didn't lose to a stepladder. Think of it more like a beauty pageant queen passing on her crown.
That's better.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's
beautiful. Perfect. Careful.
We're just gonna
scoot it over.
Yeah.
Let her bring us back.
Just like a beauty queen passing on her crown. I love it. Yes,
they're back.
VIP special guest right here.
Right there.
I mean, since we can't have cat guests.
We can't have cat guests, but we can have a ladder.
Yeah.
Ladder guest!
Yeah. I think you look a little short for a guest.
A little.
Yeah.
A little short.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Maybe ladders, like, they get older like people do, where they shrink.
Maybe.
I mean, because it was 2016, it's been 8 years.
True.
It's okay, honey. You aged just
fine. It's okay. You tried your best.
Well, so did everybody else. That's the point. Everybody tried their best.
It is true. That's true. Right. We're going to return to the game board.
Thank you!
Where should we go?
I heard natural selection for what?
Natural selection for 500.
Oh, going big. Got it.
How do you remove hot glue and super glue from various parts of your body? That is the accurate way.
There's a really good answer over here coming from the cosplayer section.
Yes. So here's the thing. In our first season, we did an episode all about glue, and we had people ask us, like, legitimately, how do you do this? It's a legit question. It happens, right? Mm-hmm.
Sometimes accidentally, sometimes intentionally.
Right. So I went to the Google to use my Google powers.
Google food.
And while I was using my Google foo, I came across a website called WikiHow.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar?
Yeah. I like how we have the drastic difference in the room where they're like, no, this person's the Kool-Aid man busted it.
It's an advice website for pretty much anything you want with these, like, almost clip art style drawings.
Horrendous.
But they're not necessarily correct.
What? You mean not everything on the internet is true?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they're a little funny. So I would like to share with you the WikiHow images for removing hot glue from your skin.
Skin.
Please keep in mind, skin.
Skin.
Any. Just skin.
The shirt is not wet.
Because we have wavy lines.
Because there's wavy lines.
But wait!
There's more.
There's more. You're gonna get wet again! It's in a different spot this time. And then you're going to put ointment on your shirt.
Antibiotic ointment.
To remove the hot glue from your skin.
Shirt.
And the shirt's gonna get wet again in a different spot.
Yes, I like how you're putting it here, and then there's no wavy lines, we've decided, and that's why.
No, there's no wavy lines this time.
That's why the shirt is now wet on the shoulder.
Oh, because it's
instead
no
of where
lines.
We actually ran it under the water.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. So this is how you remove hot glue from your skin.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. According to WikiHow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's got to be correct, right?
Or you could do what the cosplayers say and use acetone.
Corner over here is just aghast right now. They're just like,
instructions unclear.
There's gonna be a lot of pearl clutching from over here.
There's gonna be a lot of pearl clutching in this room during this intermission.
Accidentally sewed shirt to skin.
Oh no!
Oh no! Let's return to the board.
Yes, let's. Declare opening ceremonies. We were their parents. Okay, dad jokes. 500. Dad jokes 500.
Hey. What do you call a titan who can't swim?
Aaron Yeager.
Titanic. Right?
Too soon? Like, what, 110 years?
Right? Let's return to the game board.
Catastrophes for 200. Catastrophes for 200. We feel this way too.
No. Yeah, sewing boning into a corset, my dog decided to lay down on my pedal foot, and I sewed over the meaty part of my finger. Worst part was the fabric was white, and I had done so much.
I don't know which part's worse. I mean, okay, cosplay section, which part's worse? The physical injury or the fact that you now have blood all over your white costume? Earlier, so no dogs.
Honestly, though, like, is your costume really fully completed if you haven't bled on it yet? No.
No, there's a checklist. It's blood, sweat, and tears. And if I have not done all of those things while creating the cosplay, then
it's part of
then it hasn't been christened and it's cursed.
Exactly.
Yes.
Part of the sacrifice.
It is part,
it is
of, the
part of the sacrifice. There's always a blood sacrifice for your cosplay.
I remember the one time where I hadn't actually bled on a costume yet, and we were in the green room waiting for the contest, and I got stuck by a safety pin, and I was like, oh no, there's blood in my costume. I was like, oh wait, good. There's just a little drop right here. Nobody will see it. It's already been through judging. I'm fine. It's true that we won Best in Show.
We did win Best in Show. That's right. We did.
Obviously, that would not have happened if I hadn't got stabbed.
No, absolutely not. That would have never happened except for the fact that you got stabbed.
That was also at a Wisconsin convention.
Yeah.
That no longer exists.
That's true.
There's a couple of them.
Was that GeekCon?
It was GeekCon.
It was GeekCon! R.I.P. GeekCon.
R.I.P.
All right, we're going to return to the game board. Where are we going?
Can't Buy Me Love for? 400 Can't Buy Me Love.
I got tired of redrawing my fairy tale tattoos, so I just had a real one done. Think the judges would give me extra points for accuracy?
No.
No. That's not how this works. So, if you haven't competed before, a thing that a lot of contestants get really hung up on is points. Like how they can get extra ones, but they don't actually exist. Like extra points. Like, it's not like you start with 100 and then we take points away from you. We're like, no, give me that 5 points. Give it us 10 points.
Yes, this is not like you're doing, you know, gymnastics in the Olympics where they're like, demerits. The points don't matter, that's right.
They really don't, but people get really concerned about whether or not there are things they can do for extra points.
Mm-hmm.
And accuracy is also a thing that we talk about in cosplay contests that can mean so many different things. Typically it is, how close to your reference can you get your costume within reason? You know, and we're not gonna take into account certain things that you can't change. But how close can you get your costume? Well, no one is expecting you to get an actual fairy tale tattoo to compete as a fairy tale character.
That is true.
Yeah, we're not, no.
Yes, well, and I would make the argument in this particular instance that if you did not draw the tattoo on yourself, then you didn't actually do the work.
True. True, you can't be judged for craftsmanship because you didn't actually do the tattoo.
You can't get judged on something you didn't actually do.
You can't. So I couldn't even give you more points for accuracy unless you tattooed yourself.
Woo!
I mean, that's how that would work.
0 out of 10, do not recommend.
Yeah, do not recommend. Please don't do this. Please don't. Don't do it. Unless you're like a professional tattoo artist and you want to do it, but like, don't.
But
do
even
it.
Then, I feel like there's better options.
There are, like, removable tattoos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makeup. I mean, back in the day when we didn't have cool stuff like that, we used Sharpies. I mean, it took several days to get
off. That's true. That's true.
Sacrifices were made.
A lot of sacrifices.
So many sacrifices. You guys are so lucky at, like, the accessibility of everything cosplay now.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! The internet is amazing.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll return to the game board.
Natural selection for 200, please.
I want to make gems using hot glue and silicone molds. Can I melt the glue in my toaster oven?
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
That's what I said. Where's your hot glue? Like, what are you doing? Are you cutting off chunks of hot glue and sticking them in the mold and then shoving it in the toaster oven and hoping it, like, flattens out like a cookie in your mold? With your pizza rolls at the same time? That sounds like a terrible plan.
Well, because, yeah, you're going to, like... So, first of all, what's going to happen? What do you think happens if you put hot glue in a toaster oven?
It burns.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, and you're gonna end up with toxic fumes. Toxic fumes. Do you know what else is gonna happen to that toaster oven? What you're not gonna be able to do in that toaster oven is you can't cook food.
Nope.
So now you have fumes.
Yes.
You can't cook food.
And it just remembered you can't cook food in.
So the only way you're going to be safe at last is if if you get out of your house and turn that thing off.
You're going to turn it off from outside?
Have to go outside.
Are we cutting the power? What's going on here?
There's going to be fumes. You have to leave.
Oh.
First, turn it off.
Oh, okay. Order of operations.
And then open some windows and then leave.
Oh.
Because there's toxic fumes, toxic fumes, toxic fumes, toxic fumes. It's the only way you can be safe at last.
Don't forget the cat. Yes.
Oh, yes, don't forget your cat.
But apparently the dog is on its own.
The dog's on its own, but take the cat.
Oh. Yes.
We can't have cat guests without cats.
That is very true.
So you gotta take the cat with.
But yes, for those of you that don't do anything with cosplay or even other types of crafting, don't use anything that's meant for food for cosplay and then also try to use it again for food. Once you use it for food, leave it for food. Once you use it for anything else, never food again.
Yep. That's why I have three toasters.
That's three toasters, okay.
But...
pots, and like these are my cosplay pots and my cosplay spoons, and
yes. I feel like there's new material for us in this corner.
I feel like we should go
talk to people that need to talk to us after this.
Yes,
we take submissions from people.
Yes,
for our new material.
There's so many stories in this
corner. There's a lot of stories in this corner. We're going to have to get some stories out of them here.
Yes. And if you guys decide that you want to enter the masquerade next year, you can hang out in the green room with them and hear all their stories firsthand.
It's true.
Just saying.
Let's return to the board. Where are we going? More dad jokes. How much does auto mail prosthetic body parts cost in Full Metal Alchemist? Correct. Very good. Very good.
And occasionally a brother, too.
And your brother.
And your brother.
And occasionally a brother. Very good. Very good. Very good.
Edward.
Let's return to the game board. Where are we going?
Lie, just say it was you.
All right, yes, you up here. Yep, come on up. Come on, we have a game for you to play.
Oh my god, I know them.
So, this is what's gonna happen because we weren't sure if we were allowed to throw this in the audience or not. I'm going to throw you this ball. Whichever challenge lands face up to you is the challenge that you get. Now, if you don't want to do it, it's okay to say no.
You can say
no. And we will bring someone up who does want to do it.
But considering the fact that you came all the way up here, I feel like you're a good sport and you're just going to go with it.
Okay? Ready?
Okay. No pressure, everyone's watching. Catch. Fill the frame.
Yay!
All right.
Can you call up a friend?
Yeah, call up a friend.
Yes, right there. All
right, bring up a friend. We need a friend. We need a friend for this one. So, something you need to know about our podcast is we have a mascot that's a refrigerator.
Yeah! His name is Phil. Don't call him Philip. That is his father's name.
Yes. So apparently you listen to the podcast because you know they are. Oh, you've been to our show. Yes. refrigerator whose name is Phil.
Yes.
Who we picked up on our way to C2E2 one year because we do our 18 plus show at C2E2 every year. And Phil came about because once upon a time when we used to run masquerades just like this one, we had a contestant ask us, can I have a refrigerator for my skit? We are not the only coordinators to have this question, by the way, because we learn later this happens all the time.
I really liked the wow.
And Ash, why was it that we needed a refrigerator again?
So this particular entry asked for a refrigerator because their entire skit was coming into the center of the stage and sitting down cross-legged and drinking a quart of milk.
Yep.
Apparently this was very funny because their character is lactose intolerant. I didn't get it, but I don't have to. Bring up. Yes. There's lots of other people have also strangely had this question asked, though. We had like 3 or 4 other people tell us that this happened to them when they were running their contests. So we're just curious, if you had to incorporate a refrigerator in your skit, what items would you use in it? So think about it for a second, and this is not a group activity, so think about it for a second, and I want each of you to give us 3 items you would use and pull out of the refrigerator if you had to use it in a cosplay performance, just like you did on this stage. I was gonna say, don't help each other. This is a contest.
I mean, if they feel better, they could also like combine their powers and then just share.
They could. I mean, friendship is magic. Oh, ooh, we got light bulbs going on.
We have an idea.
Yeah?
Right.
You guys good?
Right. What do you got? Who wants to go first?
I will. I'll go first. So I thought of a very in-character one because I'm Lenny from Genshin Impact, a performer. I would open the fridge and I would take out 3 oranges, very specifically. Oranges. Nothing, not apples, not grapefruits, oranges. And I would just start juggling them. Do I know how to juggle?
Yeah.
No, but I would learn. I would learn. Right here, right now, learn.
So 3 oranges to juggle. I like it. Great. What are you going to take out of your refrigerator? It's okay. It's all right. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. Are there 3 things from your skit that you think would come out of the refrigerator?
Maybe instead of just like the little Al Haytham newspaper that we have, we have a little refrigerator I pick up. I open it and there's just a tiny Al Haytham inside.
There we go. Okay, now you need to help us decide who wins this game. Okay? So, first. So you need to clap for your favorite. Okay, right? Or. You get this one, right, Ash?
Uh-huh.
And you get this one. There is a fill the fridge standee in your bag.
Yes, and you both get a fill the fridge refrigerator magnet.
Yes, we had tiny little plastic fills made.
Yes.
So.
Thank you. Take a bow.
Thank you so much for playing with us.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you.
Now.
So, guess what? It's time for the awards.
You've been listening to Shenanigans Cosplayers Say, produced by LVC Productions. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, and YouTube at Lavi Cosplay. Our podcast Instagram is podcastscs. Our website is lavicosplay.com. Have a fun, crazy con or cosplay-related story? Absurd cosplay question, or just something in general to share with us, email us at podcastscs@gmail.com or DM us at podcastscs or Lavi Cosplay on Instagram. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening, and remember, just because you can doesn't mean you should. You've been listening to Shit Cosplayers Say, an LVC production. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Podcast SCS. Our website is lavicosplay.com. Have a fun, crazy con or cosplay-related story, absurd cosplay question, or just something in general to share with us? Email us at podcastscs@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, just because you can doesn't mean you should.